This is Michael Popok, Legal AF. Being an indicted felon in Georgia, being investigated by the Michigan Attorney General for lying and perjury is not enough for Ken Chesbro, the disgraced felon of a former lawyer, self-proclaimed election expert, and half-baked constitutional scholar for Donald Trump. It's not enough that he pled guilty to election interference and lying in Georgia. It's not enough that the Michigan Attorney General is investigating why he lied to the investigators, subject to a proffer agreement where he was sworn to tell the truth about whether he had an alter ego on the internet and a burner account on social media called Badger Pundit, where he took legal positions that were inconsistent with the legal positions he claims he took with his clients. Now he's in trouble in Nevada. Nevada, there are six fake electors that are going to trial this month. And in order to avoid prosecution and get an immunity deal, again, limited by the obligation to tell the truth, Ken Chesbro cut a deal with Nevada prosecutors, the Nevada Attorney General's office, in the trial against the former head of the GOP, Michael McDonald, in Nevada and others. He said in return for his alleged truthful testimony to the grand jury. But it looks like, based on new reporting and the transcript of the grand jury testimony being compared with statements that he's made, Chesbro's made not only in the Badger Pundit social media account, but also in emails, he's a liar and he's blown his proffer agreement and could likely be prosecuted. What am I talking about? The position official that Ken Chesbro has always taken consistently, except when he is confronted with inconsistent emails, messages, and social media accounts, is that he developed the what he calls the alternate elector scheme or alternate elector certificates, and the use of them. We like to call them the fake elector certificates, as some of the fake electors even called them that. Including the ones in Nevada, he said, well, I only said to use those. It's sort of like break glass only in emergency. He said, I only meant for those to be used if there was a lawsuit pending in favor of Donald Trump, which overturned the election results in a particular state, but they weren't supposed to be used before that. In fact, he argued to prosecutors and in interviews before he thought he'd get caught with inconsistent statements taken in social media and in his own handwriting, his own keyboarding, that he wanted a legend, a warning label placed on the fake elector certificates to say only to be used in case of a lawsuit overturning the results of the election. Now, we know now that out of 61 or more trials, cases, litigation, federal and state, local and otherwise, filed by Donald Trump and his henchmen, not one was successful. 0-60. It's like the Washington Generals of litigation strategy. So under the official position of Ken Chesbro, none of those certificates should have been used. Except, we know from other testimony, that Mike Roman, who's a co-conspirator in Georgia, he's the one that filed the attack on Fani Willis to get her disqualified. He was the head of the election day operations for Donald Trump. He was the mule that collected all of the fake certificates from the various battleground states to deliver them through Congress to Mike Pence. He, in email correspondence with Ken Chesbro, said, F the fake electors, when Ken Chesbro said, but they need warning labels. He said, F them. I don't care about them. Get those certificates in my hands. We need them now. Or words to that effect. That was the official position of Ken Chesbro. I was just a poor, lowly lawyer. I'm just a country lawyer wearing a seersucker suit, like some sort of Matlock, just giving advice that wasn't followed by my clients. I told them. But now we have new reporting, including that he probably perjured himself before the grand jury in Nevada, because he told the grand jury in Nevada that litigation was required in order for the fake electors to be used. But now he's got inconsistent emails that say the exact opposite, including the Badger Pundit account. Let me read to you from the testimony of Ken Chesbro that happened in Nevada, which is what this hot take's all about. Here's Ken Chesbro's own words. And what I explained in my legal memo in detail is that even if the Trump campaign hasn't won the state, Nevada, on December 14th, it's imperative that the votes be sent in, meaning the fake electors, because if the votes aren't sent in and the Trump campaign won a week or two later in litigation, and everybody agreed that Trump had won Wisconsin, for instance, Congress cannot constitutionally count the votes in favor of Trump on Jan 6th if that paperwork has not been sent on time. He then went on to talk about the peculiarities of Nevada election law. And he said, quote, Nevada is an extremely problematic state because it requires the meeting of the electors to be overseen by the Secretary of State, which is only supposed to permit electoral votes for the winner. And yet there's emails at the very same time where Ken Chesbrough argues himself that even without a successful lawsuit overturning the election results in a state, the fake elector certificate should be sent in. Talk about fake. And fake elector certificates to try to pressure Mike Pence, right, as the last link in the chain. Well, the second to last link. The last link in the chain to stop the peaceful transfer of power for Donald Trump was to light the fuse and try to explode the Capitol by using the rioters and insurrectionists to try to burn down the Capitol and assassinate elected officials. That was the last link. This is the second to last link.
Did you know that Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? You can grow lemon, avocado, olive, or fig trees inside your home on top of the wide variety of houseplants available. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Fast Growing Trees is truly incredible. From their breathtakingly beautiful plants and trees to their amazing customer support, there's no one I trust more. Plus, I save so much money by not using an overpriced landscaper. I'm obsessed with my Meyer lemon tree that I ordered from Fast Growing Trees, and I'm growing it indoors. The experts at Fast Growing Trees curate thousands of plants so you can find the perfect fit for your specific climate, location, and needs. You don't have to drive around nurseries and big gardening centers. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped to your door in 1 to 2 days. Whether you're looking to add some privacy, shade, or natural beauty to your yard, Fast Growing Trees has in-house experts ready to ship and help you make the right selection with growing and care advice available 24/7. For a limited time, not only can you buy one, get one free on their website, but listeners to our show get an additional 15% off when using the code LegalAF at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code LegalAF at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code LegalAF. This offer is valid for a limited time. Tell them we sent you. I've been using Fast Growing Trees for years. I'm so thrilled they're our sponsor.
And so Ken Chesbrough, for whatever reason, is allergic to the truth. There's no other way to put it. When you're staring down the barrel of multiple criminal investigations and now perjury charges, you've already pled guilty to a felony. So now you're a felon for the next time you commit a crime for the sentencing purposes, which will escalate turbocharge the sentencing result for your second crime and your third crime. When you ask a judge in Georgia, Judge McAfee, to let you out of your requirement, your pre-sentencing requirement in Georgia for having pled guilty to a felony, that you'd be allowed to leave the state to go cooperate with other prosecutors and other attorney generals. The judge lets you do that, and then you go off and you start lying again to others, hoping that they won't catch you in your lies.
Do you have any social media presence, Facebook, Instagram,
no,
Twitter?
Alternate
IDs that you're using for that kind of stuff?
No, I mean, I don't do any tweeting. If they wanted to do unconditional alternate electors, lobby the states, legislatures, and then pressure Pence to back that. And ultimately, where I came down was I wanted conditional language in all the states that I suggested three times to the Trump campaign on December 12th that they make it conditional on winning litigation. What I've since learned, I figured this out last May, the Trump campaign, at least by September, according to an Atlantic article that was published in late September, they had both parties had wargamed over the summer post-election contest. By September, the Trump campaign, anonymous sources indicated through the article, they planned, if the election was close, that they would deploy alternate electors in any states where they thought they had a chance. They would then They would then lobby the state legislatures to back those slates. And then they would ask Vice President Pence to count the votes.
Come on, Ken. Give more credit to the investigators. This is their day job. This is what they do for a living. You know, they collect evidence. They gather it. They look at your social media accounts, including the ones that you've denied existed. They look at your emails that you've sent that have been produced, including through the Jan 6 committee. And they compare it to your testimony in a grand jury. And they can find that you've been perjurious. For those that think, well, that never happens. It just happened today for against Donald Trump with another witness in another case. His longtime CFO, Alan Weisselberg, got up on a stand, swore to tell the truth, and lied. Lied so badly and so poorly that he gave it up, didn't even bother with a grand jury indictment and a jury to convict him. He pled guilty off a criminal complaint filed by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office to two counts of felonies for lying in the civil case to not even a jury, to a judge who's trying to figure out how much Donald Trump owed for fraud in the business operation, in his business operation. It happens. We just saw another witness. It's just in the last 10 days, it's happened twice. A witness for the special counsel prosecuting and investigating Hunter Biden had to turn around, wheel around, and indict a witness who had lied about bribes being paid to Hunter Biden and President Joe Biden when he was vice president or out of office. Don't F with the prosecution. You know, if you're going to lie, don't lie to them and don't lie under oath. And don't lie as part of your plea deal or your proffer deal, because now all the proffers will get pulled. I'd be shocked if Dana Nessel in Michigan, New York Attorney General of Michigan, doesn't yank his ticket, pull his proffer agreement, and prosecute him. And Nevada's got to do the same. I mean, there has to be repercussions for Ken Chesbro and others, and to send a message for other potential people in and around Donald Trump's orbit, that if they lie, they're going to get caught. If they get caught, they're going to get convicted and go to jail. And if they're lawyers, they're going to lose their bar license. That has to be the ramifications of all of this. Now, Ken Chesbro is a master. He majors in bad decision-making. Wearing a MAGA hat and running around the Jan 6th at the Capitol, along with Alex Jones. I mean... Could there be worse judgment displayed by a lawyer who's trying to act independently and act like he was just given legal advice than that? And the lies that he tells. I'm going to play a clip now just to round out the hot take so you don't think I'm making it up of him, Ken Chesbro, testifying to the Michigan attorney generals about things that are a bold-faced lie that will lead to perjury charges there. Let's play the clip. All right, Ken Chesbro. Never met a fact he didn't dislike. Allergic to the truth. Going to be indicted for perjury in at least two other states now, along with his felony conviction in Georgia. We'll follow it all one place on the Midas Touch Network and on Legal AF, that cheekily titled podcast on the Midas Touch Network. You're right here. Don't change the dial. Come join us every Wednesday and Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for that show at the intersection of law, politics, and justice. You like shows led by lawyers who know what they're talking about, you've come to the right place. And help the Midas Touch Network get to 3 million free subscribers before the election. So until my next hot take, and you can leave a thumbs up and a comment here, helps with the ratings, keeps me on the air, keeps the lights on. Until my next Legal AF, this is Michael Popak reporting.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.